Welcome, everybody, to 2019, the year of karmic truth and healing. So I usually get insights into the new year and the energy of the new year around September. It was early July when I woke up from sleep, and in my head I hear karmic healing 2019. So I got a very early preview of what the incoming energy will be. Now, we know the calendar year ends December 31st and begins January 1st. And the energy year is similar to that. Our personal energy years actually begin and end on our birthdays. Okay? But the incoming energy comes into us at different points in time, so it's very good to be aware of what's incoming, to be prepared for it. I saw this quote a couple of months ago, and I thought it was perfect for today, and I don't know who the author of it is. But it says, "Why think separately of this life and the next when one is born from the last?" We are on a continuum of life. From one lifetime to the next, to the next, to the next is a continuum. This life is not separate from the last one, nor will it be separate from the next one, whenever that will be. So there's this continuum that we're on. One lifetime leads to how we'll be in the next lifetime. And the karma we're going to experience in that lifetime. We've all been doing a karmic dance with the people in our lives. The good karmic dance that you have with friends that you love and adore, we don't need to change that. But then there are the karmic people that come in who we have done a dysfunctional dance with or a hurtful dance with in some way, that we want to now end that cycle. There's a healing going on already. We've come in to clear karma. This goes beyond shadow work. It goes into the healing of two souls and why they've actually met or come together. We have these karmic relationships. Okay, they trigger us, they hurt us, some of them heal us. But it's the ones that trigger us, that even if we get out of them, it doesn't mean the karma's healed. There's a way to heal the karma, and we need to. Or we do come back with that person, or perhaps even another person, that we do the same dance with. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of doing those dances. I want a healthier dance for like the majority of my life, not like, you know, the last 10 years or 20 years. So this is evolution. Next year is an evolutionary year because it is about healing the karmic patterns that we have come in and agreed to heal. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But I'm saying this is the awareness that's now coming in. We have to stop operating from that same place. If we want the things that we say we want, the loving relationships, health, the jobs that we want, the prosperity that we want, everything that we want requires a healing of this karma. We have karma with everything. People, jobs, situations, life, animals, the earth, ourself. And what we want to do is balance this karma. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. The Dalai Lama says, "The universe that we inhabit and our shared perception of it are the results of a common karma. The actions of us have contributed to the world we live in. We all have a responsibility for our world and are connected with everything in it. So this energy incoming, and today I have a feeling everybody's going to get a bit of a jolt because I've been leading up to this since July. It's been hell since July. And those of you who work with me personally, this has already begun to show up in some healing sessions, and we know this. But to release the energy of these karmic patterns takes an enormous amount of work. I will share with you that many years ago, I did purge a karmic pattern. I don't know the circumstances of the past life other than I was a male and I was pushed to my death into some salt water. I must have been pushed off a cliff. I don't know what the circumstances were. I probably was bad. I don't know. But for 3 months after that purging, that healing, I did not feel well. I couldn't sleep. I was anxious, and I was burping up salt water. So, this is what healing some of these patterns can do, but there's an easier way, I believe, which I've learned, and I'm learning, and that is through forgiveness and compassion. Saying the words, "I forgive," is not enough. Through my sessions with my clients and even myself, because I'm in a karmic relationship now. And if the personalities can make it, we'll make it. If the personalities can't make it, the karma is going to be repeated in the next lifetime. Okay? The personalities are always in the way. The souls want the karma to be healed. But more than the words that need to be spoken, "I forgive that person, I have compassion," is the opening of the heart. And this is probably one of the most challenging things we'll ever experience, is to open up that heart into true, deep forgiveness of self and others and the world. It can be said, and it is being accomplished on some surface level, but now through evolution, we're being pushed higher, which means we have to go what?
Deeper.
Deeper. Right. And as I'm saying that, I'm getting chills. So in 2012, Spirit had told to me, this is the year of truth, okay? For the next decade or so, we're going to start living in truth. That opened up the sixth chakra right here, all right? The sixth energy center of seeing truth, moving beyond the illusion of life, that we're limited, that we need to have disease, that we're just limited human beings. And we're seeing truth trying to be revealed in the world and even within our own lives. But since then, the journey has been not only to open up the truth here, it's to connect with the heart, to open the heart and connect with the heart. In 2016, I was told by Spirit, because I really try not to think, I try to be out of my head and I just follow what I'm guided to talk about, what I'm guided to teach. 2016 was the year of the heart. From 2012 to 2016, the collective spent a lot of time healing themselves, developing psychic abilities. We had more psychic mediums emerge than ever before. That's because the sixth chakra, the psychic center, was opening up. So that's a good thing. But then 2016 came and said, now I want you to start to become aware not only of your psychic abilities or the fact that you can help somebody heal or counsel them, I want you to start to become aware of your heart. Awareness of the heart. And I think for the collective, it was like, oh crap, what does that mean? Well, I love my kids, I love my animals, you know, the divine love. The divine love that's in the heart goes way deeper than that. 2017 was the transformation of the heart. If there's anybody here who didn't go through like so much hell in 2017, the pain, the healing, the hurt, the anger, please raise your hand because I want to honor you. Because it was a rough transformational year. Being hurt and then trying to forgive, trying to open the heart and keeping that heart open through the hurt, through the anger, through the political world, through the wars, through everything. 2018 has been the year of heart truth. More people now are standing in their truth and speaking their truth and speaking from the heart. Does everybody see this shift from year to year that it's happening, not only in your own life, but in the collective? It's beginning to happen. Okay, so we're like the little balls of light holding mass consciousness, which isn't where we are. It's not there yet. But we have to hold these little balls of light within ourselves. Okay, these balls of heart energy, love, compassion, forgiveness, true forgiveness. And it's going to require that we go deeper and deeper. So without these prior years of heart transformation, we would not be able to handle the depth of what is being asked of us in 2019 to heal these karmic patterns. And it really does require patience and understanding. We want to stop living the same patterns over and over again. Can everybody here identify at least one or two patterns in their lifetime within relationships that they have continued to play? Whether it's always being angry at somebody, whether it's being in fear, whether it's being controlling, manipulative, too complacent, too kind. I know we have to be kind, but you know what? There is a degree of too much kindness that some people can take advantage of. We're also, through this karmic healing, we're healing the patterns of our ancestors. I had a grandfather who was a bully, a tough guy. Ugh. I have to heal that. That all comes through me. And I see it in some of my family members. And I know that's part of this karmic journey, is for me to hold that space of love and compassion and forgiveness for them, because they don't even know where that pattern came from. It's hereditary. We have hereditary patterns of disease, behaviors, addiction. These are karmic patterns. So it's not just romantic relationships. It's everything in life. In 1990, I was guided to go back and heal two relationships. This is when I began to realize I had to start healing some of this past stuff. Because just because a relationship is gone and over doesn't mean the karma's healed. So I was guided to go back and heal two relationships. One was with my first husband, which 5 years after all of the dysfunction, I did contact him. And I was scared to do that. But Spirit said, you have to contact him. And I didn't want to, but I did. The ease with which we spoke and healed how awful the divorce ended was, I was astounded. I never expected that. But that's only because I was guided. If you've left a dysfunctional relationship, most likely you're not going to be guided to contact that person. Okay? So I'm going to talk about how you heal that. So this person and I talked, and we came to an understanding and a healing. And truly what was left over was just the love of the soul. All the hurt and everything else had been dissolved. Then there was another relationship, a girlfriend, who I tried to contact because I knew I wanted to heal whatever had gone wrong in the end of our friendship. And I made several attempts to contact her, and I never received a call back. So I said, well, there's nothing more I can do. So I worked soul to soul with her, forgave myself. There's always this piece of forgiving self, which is harder than forgiving somebody else. Why didn't I know better? Why didn't I see it coming? You know, we start to feel stupid. And why did this happen? This is life. This is the karmic cycle trying to complete itself. So I worked with her as best I could. I forgave. And then I said to God, there's nothing more I can do because she won't contact me. Some months later, maybe a year later, I was driving my car and I pull up to a red light, and who's sitting right next to me in the car? It was her. Yep. She went straight, I turned left. But I knew in that moment all had been healed, completed.
Did she look at you?
No, she never saw me. Nope. So we can heal our karma with people without contacting them. But this is really important in moving forward, because this is what evolution is teaching us and showing us now. This is why 2019 is a huge year in evolution. We've been leading up to this. And each year beyond this will get, you know, higher and higher, stronger and stronger, deeper and deeper. As I always say, you know, our evolution and our healing is like a rubber band. We're being stretched high, but we're also being stretched low. And there are some people who refuse to go low. Well, then I promise you, there's only a limit to the height that you can get to if you can't get deep into some of the darkness, because we're carrying it. And it's okay. One of the ways in which I was really able to break through my ego and say, okay, I really got to look at myself and all the insecurities and the angers, was I said, you know what? Misery loves company, and there's no way on this planet that I'm the only one with all this crap. There's no way. It can't be that way. I would imagine we're all in the same boat. So we break through those fears, and the deep healing occurs. So my new quote is, truly forgiving self and others will open the heart to divine love and heal the karma our personalities have created, and then to awaken the soul. And as the soul awakens, we begin to awaken a higher self and a higher self. And that is what is going to change not only our personal lives, but the world around us. As I mentioned, as the Dalai Lama said, we all have this responsibility to heal the karma that we're all connected to. Because what we want is to be free of it, okay? We need to release the blame and the victimization caused by the karma. This is the control that we have, okay? It's to take control of the self and to release the feelings of blame and victimization, because that leads to forgiveness, the ability to truly forgive. And when we can truly forgive, let's throw out some words. What does that lead to?
Peace.
Peace.
Freedom.
Joy.
Love.
Freedom.
Serenity.
Yep.
Restoration.
Love that. And it's all a derivative of true freedom. That's all a derivative of true freedom. And I believe that is what we all really want, is that true freedom from the ego, from the karmic wounds that we have given and that have been given to us. We want the freedom from that. I will be writing up on my next newsletter on my website just the steps to heal, okay, to heal these karmic patterns. First, we don't have to contact the person unless we're guided to. You go back and you look at that relationship, and you ask yourself, what are the karmic patterns that I see, the repetitive patterns that I see in my life that this person is showing me? It goes beyond feeling hurt and not feeling good enough. It goes into the repetitive patterns. Have I done this before? Have I allowed this before? And you look at those patterns and you write them down. And then you have to work soul to soul. Okay, you work on the forgiveness within yourself, you heal those pieces within yourself, however they made you feel, you heal the triggers. And then the final piece is you have to work soul to soul. That means you go into meditation, you call in that person's soul, intending to find love and peace, and initially you'll be like, oh, you know, again, this person's energy. But you know what? Maybe they're feeling the same way about my energy. And oftentimes you'll see cords, okay, all the energy cords that may be still connected in from one chakra to the other, the root chakra, the solar plex and sacral chakras. And oftentimes you don't even see the connection in the heart. It's just all these power struggles. Or you see a connection in the mind, from their mind to your mind, all the mind games. And you pull your cords out of that person and you pull them back into yourself. And you take their cords out of you and you hand it back to them. And then you stay there and sit there until you can find some degree of peace, love, forgiveness. And I promise you it will take way more than one try. It can take years, but we have to start. Because there's a few patterns that I really don't want to come back and relive if I don't have to. I really don't want to. I want to be higher, bigger, better next time around. A little less struggle. Anybody not up for that?
I'm not coming back.
Yeah. Oh, everybody says that, but you're coming back, I promise. You're coming back. That's the mind. That's the mind saying, I don't want this again. And the soul says, no, I actually do want it because I want to clear that karmic pattern. I want to clear it. So, until our karma's healed, we're coming back. And even some of the biggest gurus around still have karma they haven't dealt with. In my view, to think that you're just going to go off to a higher dimension when you still got karmic ties to people here is kind of silly. But then again, you know, what do I know? Okay, comments.
Well, something came to me in terms of we have a projection of what we think we're going to come back as, or how we perceive it's going to be, but we really don't know how we're coming back.
Exactly.
So whether we think it's like this, which everybody's going to say no.
Right.
But who's to say that the way we come back wouldn't be better?
Exactly.
More evolved.
Exactly.
And better able to experience.
And that's what I'm banking on, quite frankly, Andrea. You know, does everybody know who James Van Prague is?
Yes.
Okay, so you know his story from many, many years ago that he became and awakened his psychic mediumship because in a past life he was a general responsible for the deaths of many people in a past life. And this is one way that he is balancing his karma by healing the hearts and minds of human beings with his work. So, Andrea, thank you. That is perfect, what you said. To be reminded that we may come back completely different in different ways. And if we want to come back higher and better, then we definitely need to do as much work as we can now, because we're going to see the benefits of that now.
Already.
Already, right?
A lot of healing.
A lot of healing.
Yeah, that's 2 years.
The last 2 years, we've just been like a bunch of big crybabies.
Right.
I'm tired. I don't like this. I don't feel good. I know.
I know I've made so much progress because I immediately see the triggers.
Yeah.
Like, say I'm out of a date or whatever, and then it's like, next.
Right.
Because that trigger is only going to get worse and worse and worse.
Right.
I feel that I've done, like, so much work in the past 3 to 5, 6 years. And so when I see those triggers, then I know, you know, I'm evolving into a much better place to bring an equal person into my life.
Right, you know? Right. And
I'd rather wait and not be with the wrong person.
Right. And you have to overcome certain patterns within yourself to actually have that relationship that you want. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if there's something in the past regarding a relationship or a health issue or a situation, even a job situation, we have to keep rising above and rising above and rising above and then let ourselves be led. Maybe we, you know, opt out of that job, or maybe the situation changes in the job where we get more of the recognition that we're looking for. So we have to keep healing. These are all karmic patterns. Remember, we're doing the same dance we did in the last life and the life before that and the life before that. It just shows up differently.
What if there are some relationships that didn't end like so toxic, like how you said, like there's people that I could think of that I definitely think I have karma with.
Uh-huh.
But it, like when I think of them, I don't get like what you explained, but I definitely know there's karma. So how do you heal that kind of just the same way?
It's still the same way. My divorce with my ex was very amicable. And we're friends. So how did we get there? You know, it could have gone a different way, and I didn't allow it. And so there's still the healing, the compassion, the forgiveness, and working soul to soul.
I'm saying there's nothing like to really forgive. It was just kind of like
Just dissolved on its own?
Kind of, yeah.
In your meditations, call in that person's soul and just see if there's anything there. And if there isn't, and all that's left you feel is forgiveness and love and acceptance, then you're free of that. Because the triggers will show up if there's anything there.
Okay.
You know, but for me, I still think it's worth a look back. So ever since I've been doing this, since about the late 1990s, it's now I like try to heal as I go. I'm healing my karma as I go. I'm healing it now. I'm healing it as I go. Am I? I don't know. But it's worth a try.
Pauline,
yeah.
Is there any way that, I'm not saying I'm perfect or anything, but I really think a lot of my healing and a lot of my forgiveness has to do with myself.
Well, that may be the karmic piece of residue that's left for you is more with for the self. And that is a huge piece. Forgiveness of self.
It's a long time.
Huge.
It's a lot of work.
Because we work through the layers of our imperfections when we forgive ourselves. And those are some of the hardest things to see.
I feel like I know what it's like to have these levels of I've arrived at this place. It's so nice here.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then something will call you back. And it will remind you that the contention or discomfort is not about you and the person. It's what hasn't been healed.
Correct.
What have you not paid attention to?
Correct.
What have you not called forward to be healed and honored?
Beautiful. Beautifully said, Kashal. And that's exactly right. And that's why I am a firm believer in saying, never say, I've been there, done that, I'm done with that. Because karma and healing has a way of pulling you back down into that so that you can see what is still left over.
What I've noticed in the shifting is that when you're a little less conscious of who you are and where you're going, you look for these people and these things. And when your consciousness shifts, it looks for you. It calls you.
That's beautiful. That is the truth.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to release judgment of the karma. Because we're looking for those people to heal the karma, to heal ourselves. And then in the end, we're looking for ourselves.
Yeah.
We're looking for that reconnection to self, who we are as self, soul, higher self, divinity, the love, creativity, that prosperous self, that joyful self, that everything self that we know is out there. It's not a fake dream. We're looking for that reconnection. Beautiful.